Thank you for joining Go Ye International's podcast. In this episode, we continue in the book My Tongue is the Pen of a Ready Writer, Adding Color to a World of Gray, covering the last of the book, chapters 37 through 39.
There is a joy in the journey. There's a light we can love on the way. There is shall find it, a pardon for all who believe, hope for the hopeless, and sight for the blind.
Again, as always, thank you for listening to this podcast, and as always, visit often and stay late. There is a different world out there for you to discover. Chapter 37. Until then, be confident in Jesus Christ the Lord. Page 181. Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He preserveth the souls of his saints. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth us. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. For those who have the book, there's a line there available for you. It's for you. Nobody else is going to know. So if you'd like, you can sign and date it. This is only for you and your remembrance alone. If you will, think of it as it really is, the divine engagement to Lord Jesus with the marriage to take place soon enough. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The conclusion of this book is the same as the opening of the book. That being, by these, my son, be admonished, of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. My heart is inditing a good matter, I speak of things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Please take to heart the words of God that you have been exposed to in this book and in this audio project. Check the references in the Holy Bible for those who have the book. Everything is footnoted at the bottom of each page where those scriptures come from, so that you will learn whether or not they have been woven together in such a way that is correct and true to God's word as a whole. Repent and believe the glorious gospel of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grow and obey the Master. Faith, hope, and charity are the goal, with the greatest of these being charity. Chapter 38, page 182. Prayer, practice makes perfect. After all this, if you are short of thoughts and words to pray, then obtain the Holy Bible and go to Psalm 51 in the Old Testament and let verses 1 through 17 be your guide, or a heartfelt prayer such as this one that follows may help you. Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. For I have declared mine iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity I do not hide. I confess my transgressions unto you, Lord, and now would be a good time. Thank you for forgiving the iniquity of my sin in Jesus Christ the Lord. Holy Father, by Holy Spirit's power I believe and receive Lord Jesus as my Savior. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. The references for all of that come from Psalm 38, verse 18, Psalm 41, verse 4, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, Psalm chapter 32, verses 5 through 6. Read Hebrews chapter 11 through 13 in the New Testament to help encourage you. And then in loving obedience, respond to the Lord Jesus starting in Matthew 28, verse 19, Mark chapter 1, verse 5, Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 41, to demonstrate the regeneration and new transformation God has worked in you because of and due to, that is for, the remission of your sins in Jesus Christ's atonement, not for as in to obtain it. Now, enjoy reading the Holy Bible for the rest of your life. The subject of tongues were confused in Genesis chapter 11, verse 9, clarified in Acts chapter 2, verses 6 through 11, and the gift to interpret was said to eventually cease in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Don't fall for the fake spiritual heavenly language common in some churches. We now have to learn the languages. All verses are from the King James Bible because no permission is necessary to use it as required by other versions. God is one in essence and eternally triune in a loving relationship to Himself, Holy Father, the Word, that is the Lord Jesus, the Son, and Holy Spirit, as He will be discovered and experienced by mankind. Love, give, and go, as Jesus did. Lord Jesus will finish in you what He started without fail, strengthening you through to the very end so you prevail. Trust and obey Lord Jesus, come pain or sorrow, and you will discover strength and hope for the morrow. In every circumstance, your eyes on Jesus is what life is about. Remembering always, our Lord Jesus will banish every doubt. Saint Bosco. Chapter 39. Make contact. Reach out for assistance. Page 183. Assistance and advice is available if you have any questions, concerns, or curiosities. For further information and advice regarding this new Christian life, contact Goyi International. Attention. Aaron, that's 1-A-A-R-O-N, Brackeen, B as in boy, R-A-C-K-E-E-N. There are two websites that you can use, www.goyei.mysite.com. Again, that is goyei is G-O-Y-E-I dot mysite, M-Y-S-I-T-E.com. And the other one is www.goyeinternational, all lowercase together, goyeinternational.podomatic.com. Christianity is indeed personal. However, far from being private, this experience with the Savior of the world is most definitely a public demonstration of true Christian belief. This has been compiled and printed by an Orthodox Fundamental Bible-Believing Christian Ministry of Reconciliation, Goyi International. Let us pray. Holy Father, in Jesus Christ, by Thy Spirit, I pray it is time for Thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void Thy law. I have not hid Thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared Thy faithfulness and Thy salvation. I have not concealed Thy loving kindness and Thy truth from the great congregation. As it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Others also believe, and therefore speak. Knowing that Thou which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with all the saints. Now, wondrous God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do thy will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in thy sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Belong to eternity, stranded in time and weary of struggling with sin. Forget not the hope that's before you, and never stop counting the cost. Remember the hopelessness when you
This concludes this episode of the Go Ye International broadcast. Thank you for listening, downloading, and/or reading along. You may contact us through the contact information available on the Go Ye International's podcast page via the email, the websites of goyeinternational.mysite.com.
Remember to visit often and stay late. There's a different world for you to discover.